Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Ann Tuttle Brown. As you're spending more time together as a family and you've had to adapt to new learning experiences and even responsibility over your child's education, it's really important to consider what changes you need to make. You've probably learned a lot of those already. These are some great tips we're going to talk about today about creating a harmonious family lifestyle in the midst of some big shifts in our life. Both my daughters are joining me today as they've both been through this with children at home. My life doesn't get altered too much, you know, because I don't have everyone staying home. I'm used to having my husband around a lot, but you've definitely been through a lot of phases through all of this, and you've had some great takeaways, and you're going to share a lot of tips on how to create that harmony on a continual basis, and things may change again. So it's about being able to shift and make the best of things right now. So thanks to both Ann and Jennifer, my two daughters that are going to give us some tips from the field.
I love that, Mom. It was a big, big change to start when everybody else had their kids home full time when school shut down. I cried real tears for all the mothers.
There you go.
Because I knew what a change it would be and what a trial. I liken it to childbirth. So I felt there were a lot of labor pains in making that transition and kind of birthing a new family culture.
That's a great analogy.
A new life kind of style and way of going about things. And it went from me just waking up, getting the kids ready, getting them off to school and taking care of, you know, things that I need to take care of during the day and then supporting them in the afternoons, to waking up and having them there for all three meals and snacks and all school responsibilities on my shoulders, primarily, you know, on my shoulders. And so it was a huge, giant change. And I think, like, Anne, with your experience, you can chime in now. Tell us what it was like with the change from when your kids were at school to all of a sudden being home. What was that like for you when school shut down?
It was when Katie was first home from school. I mean, that really had been the most time she'd ever spent around her brothers, because
that's
even
true.
When Sam and Katie are 4 years apart, and even when he was born, she was in preschool 3 days a week. And mm-hmm. So now they're, and then just even with summers, like usually summer, there's activities going on. Like, there was nothing. The first 2 weeks were a little bit of a lot of like bombs going off, just like kind of working out, being together that much, you know, but, mm-hmm. It's been a great opportunity, and I feel like after 5 months, at the time of this recording, you know, we're headed back to school, but it's like, oh, we're getting into some rhythms and routines just because out of necessity, like, we need that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of good has come out of it. And I saw an experience shared on the Child Whisper page that there were two sons that did not get along, and the mom was really nervous once school shut down that they were going to be spending more time together. And she said, you know what? They're getting along better than ever before.
That's
and
awesome.
I think it was just great, yeah, to see, like, you know, there might be some kinks to work out, but, you know, we're a family, we're going to be together, and we got to work it out. So what was it like for you, Jenny, when you started homeschooling and you didn't send your kids off on the bus and you're like, wait, you're still here, I imagine?
Well, one thing, definitely, like you said, Anne, we want to get back to schedule routine. We want to get these good things that we have in our communities and for our kids going again, you know. But one thing that I learned when my kids were home full time was that we need to work. We need to learn how to get along because we are together full time. And so it does provide an opportunity for us to, be more patient with each other and have more fun together, and even be more creative on how we take time away from each other.
You learned what supports you and what doesn't support you, where you were, I think, neglecting that and putting all of their needs first, and then you weren't happy and you were stressed, and you realized, wait a minute, I got to do what's going to support me as a priority so that I'm in a good place to support them.
Yes, that's right. Going with the theme of the podcast, which is take a break before you break, I learned how important it is to take care of me so I would have something to give back to them. And so I've become better at taking care of myself than I ever have, just out of sheer need and necessity for me to be happy, and so that I can be in a place where I can give to my kids and be a happy mom for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for my, yeah.
I think one of the first steps in any situation that we aren't favoring, where we go, I don't want this, but there's no ability to, you know, it is what it is. You're dealing with something that you don't want to have to deal with, but that won't change it. So that ability to accept it, accept what is. That doesn't mean you agree with it or you think it's wonderful. It's an acceptance, because in that acceptance, you're now able to make choices within the environment and what's playing out. In this case, it's you may not have the opportunity to send your children back to school, to some of the parents listening to this.
Or even if you are, maybe it's, you know, there's some districts in Utah that are doing every other day.
Right.
Our school has been shortened.
Your children have to wear a mask.
Yeah. And if,
and that's pretty
I mean, if there's an outbreak at the school, school goes
online. Right. You don't know where it's going to go.
Yes.
So it may change on a dime. Yeah. And you may all be back together again. Yeah. And so you just, again, you might have this cycle of the grief cycle is playing out over and over and over in our lives, which is, you know, anger, sadness, acceptance finally. And so allow yourself those emotions, but don't get stuck in them. Don't get stuck in any particular. Once you get to acceptance, you're able to now, okay, what? How do we do this with the best outcome for everyone?
Before we go on, we have a brief message you're going to want to hear.
Knowing your type and your child's type changes everything, doesn't it? It helps you to understand one another better. It can help your outside too. When you wear clothes that express your type, you feel better, you look better, and people understand you more easily, including your kids. Carol Tuttle created the Dressing Your Truth program to help you dress true to your type and create a personal style that expresses who you really are. The best part? You can learn all the basics for free. Start loving how you look and feel at dressingyourtruth.com.
Jenny, when we were talking the other day, you said something that made me think. It was, my kids are not a burden, they are a delight, just making that switch. And it's kind of silly to think about, because you don't want to be like, of course my kids aren't a burden, but definitely in some scenarios they are.
So yeah.
I think every parent's been there, but definitely. How have you, if you've, you know, embarked on your first year of homeschool and having everyone at home, made that switch and experienced more joy with your kids around?
Yeah, I love how you said that, experiencing more joy with your kids around, because with our kids being in school, we have that time to do things that we need to do that are a lot trickier to do with the kids around.
You get a break.
You get a break. Yeah, that's right. It's that break. And so when they're there, it's like, you need to, if they feel like a burden, because it's much harder to get those things done.
And you just need a break from just being interactive with
the noise and the energy. Yeah.
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 And
yeah.
The demands they just naturally put on you because of the parent-child relationship. You need a break from all of that.
That's right. And I think, how do you manage that? How do you go from feeling like they're a constant interruption to you to managing you're the priority right now, and this is, I'm going to give you my time and attention. And the way I've been able to do that is just communicate with my kids. It's mommy's work time now. And so having time where if we're in school mode, I'm in school mode, and they're not an interruption to me, and they're not a burden to me, because this is what I've decided to do. I've decided to do their schooling. And so that's going to be our focus. And then there's a certain time in the day, in the afternoon, when, they're doing their independent, like, free time or reading or whatnot. And then I'm able to do my work, and I can tell them, now I'm doing my work, and I can have that time. And so that's helped me balance,
put it in your schedule and call it family break time.
Yeah.
Hey, we all need a break from each other.
Actually,
incorporate that.
I have this experience once, like, bedtime's creeping around, because I'm like, I'm done with you. Like, it was bedtime and you're up later than I wanted, because, like, maybe the schedule didn't go as I planned.
Because what you really need is a break now.
Yeah. And so, actually, I saw a funny meme that was like, I don't put you to bed because you're tired. I put you to bed because I'm tired.
Yeah, that's true.
But last night,
that we get into these habits of staying up later than we want to and sacrificing some sleep so we have alone time and we get a break. I did that a lot as a mom. Mm-hmm.
So last night I, had said goodnight to Katie, but she didn't need to go to bed for another 30 minutes. And she's like, Mom, come inside. I want to do girl time. And I was outside working in the yard, and I was just like kind of feeling bad. Like, oh, I should spend. And I was like, Katie, actually, we're not going to do that tonight because I'm doing my thing now. And she was just like, okay. And I said, we'll have time to do that tomorrow or something. But it was just like, I can have my own time right now.
Even that phrasing is fine. I want to do my own thing, and you'll need to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me know what that is. Like,
And like you said, Jenny, coming off of a time where you've dedicated yourself to, to them, and it's us time, you can a lot more easily then separate it and say, and so that, and this kind of goes to another tip, is the quiet time and time apart, and like really setting that up.
Well, and as with two parents in the home, you can, set that up with each other to say, hey, even if it's not you leaving the home, they're in charge, and don't bug mom right now. Mm-hmm. It's her time. So you can create blocks of time for both parents to have independent and a break time.
Yeah.
And give that to each other.
And kids, a time for the kids to be apart from each other too. Give everybody some space.
And then the time together is delightful. It's fun, right? Or at least that's what you're working for, right? And then it's work time, I know.
From better to delightful. You can have a scale there. Don't have to hit one. Don't put that expectation on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you feel your kid, I think you both made a really good point. You're wanting them to go to bed, not because you want them to go to bed. You want the time. Mm-hmm. Children don't give you breaks unless you put that in place. Mm-hmm. You got to know that. So don't get mad at them for being too much when they feel too much. Mm-hmm. Don't get upset at them if you're not taking care of yourself and creating breaks, because somehow they should know you need one. Mm-hmm. It's not their responsibility. And yet they get the frustration projected back onto them quite often, because what you really need, you're not giving yourself, and you're kind of frustrated and tired of them, and they're getting the brunt of that.
And I think as a mom, taking that break before you break is so important, that you are taking care of yourself and make the most of that time. Like, what are you doing in that time? Rather than like being halfway there with your kids and like checking your phone or emails. Like, I've definitely been there.
Yeah, you're trying to give yourself a break.
Well,
but
not really a break. So like, if you set that up, then, what type are you? What nourishment do you need? Is it a social outlet? Is it getting on your social media and connecting, but really being present there and being uninterrupted? Is it taking a quick nap? Is it, going out in the yard, whatever? Like, look at what really nourishes you, and what can you do and make the most of that time? Mm-hmm. Because it can, like Jenny, you gave this example when we were talking. It's like nursing a baby. Mm-hmm. You've got to be nourished to nurse the baby, and then you can both be fed.
Yeah, that's a great analogy as well. Mm-hmm. This week's parenting practice is an opportunity to look at creating more harmony in your family lifestyle. It may be as simple as you need to give yourself a break so you're more centered and available and stable in your mood, so you can support your children with more enthusiasm and show them, I've shared in other mediums that the side effects and the different lifestyle changes within this experience of pandemic may not be as traumatizing as how you're reacting to it, to your children, by your own stress, your own frustration. Maybe it's anger, maybe it's worry, And that could be more of a burden and more stressful to your children than the situation at hand. So accept what is the first step. And then what one thing can you do to make that shift to allow more harmony? The thing is, harmony is available. It's not like you create harmony. You remove what disrupts it and harmony comes in. So you've got to address the disruptions and remove them. And then harmony is the case that you, the environment you'll be in. Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisperer podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.